This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today's health news includes some advice that many Americans have trouble following. Nutritionists say that in order to eat healthy foods, it helps to prepare more of your meals at home. You can choose more healthy ingredients than you might find on the go. In order to make better meals at home, you have to know how to shop. To get some tips, NPR's Allison Aubrey took some nutritionists to the grocery store.
The latest dietary recommendations call for 9 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, an idea that grocery shopper Barbara Fontaine finds ridiculous.
Do you have to, like, walk around with a banana in your back pocket, an apple in your mouth? I don't know how to do that.
But Fontaine said, as a stay-at-home mom who'd like her kids to eat better, she was up for learning.
Barbara, this is Tracy Fox. She's a registered dietitian.
Fox began by asking Fontaine what she'd eaten yesterday.
All right, so for breakfast, it was a yogurt, glass of orange juice, and a bagel.
Not bad. Do you know what kind of, was it low fat or regular yogurt?
Yoplait. Whatever their creamy stuff is.
As they walked to the produce aisle, Fox explained the glass of orange juice, assuming it was a full cup, counts as 2 servings of fruit. Add an apple, and that doubles the count.
If you pick up an apple, if it can fit in your hand, if it's a small apple, it's probably about a half a cup, 1 serving. If it's a big apple, there's 1 cup right there.
Fox says another quick tip for eyeballing portions is to picture a baseball. 1 ball equals 1 cup. And since you're supposed to be eating 4 balls worth of fresh produce a day, buy a week's worth when you shop. You want it sitting around the house so it's easy to grab. And if you're on the go a lot, Fox says, buy dried fruits, such as apricots, which are packed with nutrients.
You can stick them in your car and have them as a snack if you're on a long commute, that kind of thing.
Fontaine says she's starting to get the picture. Maybe it's not so hard. But vegetables are definitely a challenge.
There's only so many vegetables that get eaten in the house. I happen to be very picky about my cooked vegetables. I don't like most of them.
Food manufacturers have picked up on this. It's not that all Americans dislike vegetables, but it's time-consuming to wash and slice them. Nutritionist Jane Andrews, who works for the Wegmans grocery chain, where we were shopping, says the trend that began with ready-to-eat cherry tomatoes and pre-cut carrots is rapidly expanding.
Baby green beans, baby zucchini, the baby peas. I have one friend with small children who buys these peas, and this is a snack.
Salad greens, sold in bags, are also easy. Some people shy away from them, thinking they must have preservatives. But in fact, it's the packaging that keeps them fresh.
I will buy this and microwave my spinach in the bag, and then doctor it up with a little bit of breadcrumbs and some cheese, and here I've got a wonderful side dish really quick without even dirtying a pan.
When expense is an issue, nutritionists say go for frozen produce. A package of peas and carrots costs about $1, and Tracy Bach says they have just as many nutrients as the fresh. If you don't like the taste, toss them in some soup.
Many times frozen is going to be the best. In fact, if you're traveling, if you just come back, you can always have frozen vegetables in the freezer.
When it comes to buying meats, nutritionist Bonnie Liebman says it's important to watch out for saturated fats.
Meat is one of the largest sources of saturated fat in the American diet, and what's notable about the meat aisle is that you don't find nutrition labels at all on fresh meat and poultry.
Shoppers can ask for lean cuts, but Liebman says when it comes to following the dietary recommendations, people need to distinguish between saturated and unsaturated fat. The simple rule of thumb is that vegetable oils are the preferred choice.
It doesn't matter if it's soy or canola or olive or corn. They're all fairly low in saturated fat.
And when you're cooking at home, you can control the quantity. So nutritionists say buy well, and chances are you'll eat well. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.
There are links to websites with tips for eating healthy foods at our website, npr.org, which is where you can also visit our opinion page, Taking Issue, to read a debate on how government can best encourage healthy eating.